ran the slant. You know, we had a blitz on right there, and, you know, that was an opportunity where, again, you know, I saw the quarterback check the play, or I saw him look at the receiver, and if I had it back, right, I wish I would have, you know, checked the side of the blitz. But that's the Mike's judgment call, you know. So, but we got to play the defense that's called, and those are things that you live with. And obviously, as a player, then that's something for me that, you know, I can look back at that and say, okay, next time, you know, I'm able to build on that. So,
is that
go ahead.
Is that a new deal? Is that a new thing for linebacker for your defense?
No, that's always been the case. Okay. Yeah, that's always been the case.
What are you looking at when you see what's the moment?
Yeah, it just depends. I mean, generally, you know, a lot of no huddle offenses, they come up and they'll come out with their formation, and they might have a play called, right? But then they'll have a coach in the box, right? They'll say, hey, I think they're in this coverage. We might want to run this. So they all look to the sideline, get the call, and then run the play. Or it's a situation where the quarterback comes up and he thinks that we're hiding a look or we're maybe going to bring pressure, so then he might check the play. Mm-hmm. And that could be a hand signal. That could be a gesture. It could just be anything. And so for me, it's just, as a player, my job to sort of be in tune to the game and understand those situations, and then ultimately it'd be a judgment call on my part if I wanted to check out of the blitz.
How much time do you have to do that?
Not much. Split second.
I mean, seriously, that's internet. That's ether internet working.
Right. But it's fun.
Yeah, and again,
that's why it's a feel thing, right? So I wouldn't have been confident doing those things my freshman or sophomore year, but, you know, now we can. And then, you know, it's tough, too, because just when you're on the field, there's sort of a hierarchy of decision-making things, right? So safeties set the coverage, right? And then everybody else has their own adjustments they do. But, you know, to preserve the order of communication, right, the mic has the final say on checking the play, right? Mm-hmm. So if we check out of something that has to throw it, again, you know, you just got to have a feel for it. And then when you make a decision, you got to make it quick and loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Do you like, I mean, you guys have been blitzing a little more this year, I think. I mean, I hate to percentage it. I have no idea. But it feels like you have. Do you like that? Do you like the aggression there?
Yeah, it's fine. Just, I think the biggest thing is making sure we practice well and that we execute the plays that Coach Parker calls so that he feels like he can call any play that he wants, right? Because he's not going to call a play that he feels like we have difficulty executing. And so I think that maybe the reason you might be seeing more blitzes or what have you is, you know, we've got a sort of an older group, probably collectively older than we have had in the past. Mm-hmm. And with that, I think, comes, you know, trust, and then we're able to handle the responsibility. And that's stuff that we need to continue to work on. But that would probably be an explanation for some of those things.
You talked about everyone kind of being responsible individually for setting positioning and different things on the play. Has the entire IQ of the defense improved this season?
It's impossible to say definitively, right? But my perception is that, yes, you know, guys are more in tune to the games, you know, just have a better general knowledge of football than they did last year at this time. And that just comes with age, and it just comes with people working. And, you know, it doesn't guarantee wins, but we're just hoping that it'll translate into us playing well.
You talked a little bit about how you make calls in the flow and you get into the flow of the game. How hard is it when another team is driving to try and do you kind of lose your flow then?
Yeah, it's really hard, and that's probably the biggest challenge of the no huddle is not necessarily the conditioning aspect, but the communication aspect, where I'm on one side of the field and I get the call from a coach while the player on the other side of the field, he didn't see it, right? And the offense was lined up to snap the ball, and I have to, you know, in a stadium full of 70,000 screaming fans, somehow relay the call to him to make sure he knows what he's doing. So that's the challenge of no huddle, is communication for the defense, not necessarily conditioning.